A private company, Park City Composting, is trying out what could become a citywide composting program. And as Matt Abbott of the city's sustainability department says, the city is assisting them with the effort as a pilot project.
And they're out of Brown Valley. It's two guys who work at Park City Mountain Resort that have started this. They also operate Low Stump Tree Service. And they needed a spot for their wood chips. And they're also pursuing food waste. And the three resorts have agreed to participate in a pilot project. So back of the house, food scraps are all going to compost right now. And they're about 3 weeks into this project. So we're seeing good results, no contamination, great participation.
The compost pile, he says, is tucked away in Round Valley in an area that no one will likely see.
Compost is a great opportunity for waste diversion. We have a limited life on our landfill, and the more food waste we divert, the longer the life of our landfill. And food waste is really easy to recover as compost, as a usable material.
Many cities across the nation engage in a citywide composting program, Seattle, San Francisco, and Boulder, as well as dozens of smaller cities. Even New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg this month announced plans to require composting of food scraps. They say it could save 100,000 tons of food waste from going into the landfills there. Abbott says it can also reduce the amount of trash currently picked up at the curb.
Most municipalities that pursue compost reduce waste collection. They go to weekly compost pickup and every other week for garbage and recycling. And once you start composting, you reduce the majority of your waste.
Abbott says while you'd have one more truck circulating to pick up compost, you'd offset that by reducing noxious methane at the landfill.
The more compost you recover, the less methane is produced at the landfill. And methane has 23 times the impact that carbon does. So the more methane we reduce, the better our carbon footprint is.
That's Matt Abbott of the city's sustainability department. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.